بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعاشروهن بالمعروف صدق الله العظيم قندب العلماء الكرام ألزن دي بردز الله سبحانه وتعالى has created us, and Allah has put within us needs, desires, necessities. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a system of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the needs of insan and man better than he knows himself also. And when it comes to our deen of Islam, there are different departments. And these departments of our life, we have to perfect them before we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have a good life, honorable life, to have a life of bliss, enjoyment. A life of bliss, enjoyment is only in the deen of Allah. We cannot look for something where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has not kept it. Allah has kept pleasure, enjoyment only in the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Or do you see around us, the kuffar enjoying certain amenities or facilities of life? These are just tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is this temporary? Is that forever? The real enjoyment is in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the different departments Allah Ta'ala has given us is imaniyat. Our iman in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Years ago, the ulama-i-kiram were warning people about a'mal. Now, the siren is going on in regards to iman. That take care of your iman. Iman is under attack right now. At one time, there was taqwa, there was fear in the homes. There wasn't so much of deen, but there was haya, there was sharam, there was modesty, there was fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But here the old ladies at home, our grannies, our grandmothers, that would say, we have fear of the qabr. What are we going to do in the qabr? Now there's no talk of qabr. Now the next destination, the next coffee place, the next outlet. There's no more talk of qabr now. And maybe they didn't have hijab and parda. But when the men entered, then they would cover their faces with their burqa, with their scarf, with their urni. They had sifat, they had iman within them. They had the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His environment wasn't so conducive for taqwa, for hijab, for iman. But they had the qualities of iman within them. Now, iman is under attack. And the fear is that the parents out there right now, myself, yourself, that have children, grandchildren, where the fear of Allah has left the heart, that taqwa, that iman, the quality of iman, to have love for Allah, to be loyal to Allah, to be dedicated to the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that slowly has left the heart. But the fear of Allah has left the heart, and when it comes to children and grandchildren, the fear of Allah hasn't left the heart, Allah has left the heart. Is Allah really there? Now they are questioning. Will there really be hisab kitab? Will there be accountability? Just do it, just enjoy life. Don't worry about the future, what will happen. Just enjoy the moment right now. Whatever the cost may be, we'll deal with it. My father will cover it. So how to take care of our iman, develop iman right now? That is an exercise where we have to go to the ulama-i-karam, go out in the path of Allah to strengthen our iman. Is my iman so strong today on the day of Jumu'ah? That today I am here for Salatul Jumu'ah. Equally, farz is a asr of the day of Jum'ah also. And the Maghrib. I will close my shop, I will leave my, because it is Jum'ah. What about the asr of today? Is also farz upon me. Is my iman that strong that I will close also for asr and come to the masjid? And go Maghrib, and go Isha, I will leave the family and come. Is my iman to that level, that my iman is so strong that inshallah it will propel me and make me reach my Jannat also? Do I have that confidence in my iman? Yes, we cannot have that level of confidence like Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They too, they had fear. They too, they had fear whether iman was genuine or not. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala, when he used to perform his salah, look at the fear in the heart. If I don't have these qualities, at least have this fear. Ya Allah, I hope I die with these qualities. At least activate that part of the mind and the brain. Please have that consciousness and that fear. That, Ya Allah, I don't have it. But I leave the world with iman. At least have that fear. He would perform salah. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala. After salah, he would clasp his hands together and he would cover his face. And someone asked him, O Sufyan, why do you cover your face after salah? So he mentioned, haven't you heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person who performs salah, and the salah is not up to standard, then after salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the salah of his into a dirty rag and throws it back onto his face. So he said, I cover my face. I say, Ya Allah, don't throw my salah back into my face. Ya Allah, just accept it. It is a fear he had in his heart. So you have fear of iman, Ya Allah. Is my iman there? Or the iman is evaporated. Just go to one venue, one menu, and my iman is gone. So iman we have to perfect. Worry about our iman. Have that fear. As I mentioned, we had our grandparents and great-grandparents that had this fear all the time. Qabar mein kya hoga? What will do in the qabar? What will happen in the qabar? It will be so frightening. And they had the hajjud in their life. Their ishraq in their life. Their Quran tilawat in their life. Or Sajjad Nu'mani sahab, he mentions about his honorable mother. He mentioned after she passed away, we found her Quran Sharif that she would read every day. The Quran Sharif of hers had the Arabic, the Quran, and then the Urdu translation. And at the bottom was tafsir. So he says every page we found at the bottom of that page, the words were smudged. Almost impossible to read the tafsir also. So when he asked about it, in the family they would say that after every page that his mother would read Quran, she would stop her tilawat, she would lift her hand and she would make dua to Allah and cry. Ya Allah, give me the reality of this page, put it into my heart. All those tears fell upon the Quran, that is why those words became smudged. Because of her tears, she had that fear. For me to at least have that fear, if I don't have that level of iman or ibadat or akhlaq, at least to have the fear. Ya Allah, I don't have it. Ya Allah, put it within me. At least before I pass away, Ya Allah, I die with these qualities. So to have iman, to work on our iman, our ibadat, these are all departments of deen. Iman, ibadat, akhlaq, character, worship, mu'amalat, mu'asharat, our social interaction with people, the rights of people, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our business dealings, five departments. And amongst them, very important, iman is the most important. Without iman, then nothing is valid. When it comes to ibadat, today we'll discuss more specifically when it comes to ibadat and worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Most of us are particular when it comes to ibadat and worship. The month of Ramadan be particular. I'm fasting right now. I won't eat anything. Then we find a person didn't have taqwa the entire year round. Now in the month of Ramadan, Allah ta'ala gives him such power of taqwa and iman that the entire day he can refrain from halal food and with halal wife also. Allah is showing him, you have it within you. The taqwa is there in you. The consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you have within your heart. You can do it. You can refrain from the hurumat and those things that Allah ta'ala has forbidden. And you can be obedient to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is within you. You have the courage, you have the strength, you have the power. The hadith of Jibreel, once Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Madinah al-Munawwara. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the angels of Allah. So he comes in human form. He enters the masjid. And he sits close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Sahaba radiallahu anhu see him, they say, we don't know this person. But he doesn't look like a traveler either. His hair is not disheveled. His hair is all intact. His clothing is clean. There's no dust upon him. But we don't know him. Where is he from? So he attracted the attention of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he came close to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where he joined his knees to the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he posed a few questions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Among those questions that he posed, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Mal ihsan? Ya Rasulullah, what is ihsan? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, An ta'abud Allah ka annaka tarahu. That you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you can see Allah. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. And if you cannot have this feeling, this consciousness, the level of iman, of ihsan, and if you cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then remember Allah is still looking at you. Allah is still looking at you. Do not become oblivious, complacent, that I don't feel Allah, so Allah ta'ala can't see me also. The lights are off right now. I'm all alone. Allah's camera is upon your camera also. Allah's nazar and Allah's glance is upon your eyes also. So to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to worship of Allah, our entire life comprises of worshiping Allah. That we are slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala made us for His worship. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah emphasizes with hasr and restriction that I created jinn and insan, human, only for my worship. Only for my worship. I'm eating for the sake of Allah. So I get strength to worship Allah. I am sleeping for the sake of Allah. To get strength to worship Allah. I'm doing business for the sake of Allah. So that I may earn a halal livelihood. Clothe myself for the sake of salah. I can pay for the water and light so I can make wudu. For the sake of Allah. To worship Allah. Every single thing I'm doing for the sake of Allah. My life. Getting married also for the sake of Allah, to protect my chastity, to protect my eyes from zina of the eyes, my private parts from committing fornication, adultery. My entire life is for Allah. We just have to make this intention, this niyat, when we wake up in the morning, and we are in the motions of making wudu, relieving ourselves, making miswak, rubbing our eyes, reading our du'as, making intention, Ya Allah, today is for you. Today is for you because possibly tonight I might meet you. So today is for you. And Ya Allah, give me the ability to obey all your commands, to please you. Ya Allah, give me the strength to do all those amal that will please you. Make the intention. And then the other side of intention, Ya Allah, protect me from all those evil deeds that will displease you. And then put a seal, a stamp on the intention. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no power, there's no strength. There's no might, entire universe to do any good, to refrain from evil, except with the permission of Allah. Now Allah says He made the intention. Once you say, utni niyate, utni hi Allah ki madad. The amount of intentions we make accordingly will be the help of Allah. I made the intention that Allah will dispatch the malaika. Now go and guide him. Lahu muaqibat. Allah says He has malaika that take shifts, that take turns. To protect him. يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ By the command of Allah, they protect him. Now he made the intention. Allah will make the means for him to obey Allah. Even though the heart and mind might go against the command of Allah, but because he made the intention, Allah will make that road difficult for him. All of a sudden, he came to a gravel road. What happened? The load shedding now. Battery was dead. Couldn't go online. Couldn't do haram. Now he heard the muazzin calling. Now the Jamaat came, knocked the door. Brother, come to the masjid. Ya Allah, you save me. Ya Allah, you save me. How it happened, I can't understand. Because he made the intention. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned, what is ihsan? Ihsan is a level we all should aspire to reach. Where I'm ta'abud Allah, that I do everything in my life in this condition that I can see my beloved Allah. What is a chocolate my mother will give me? What is the chocolate my wife will give me? The taste is different. The enjoyment is different. This my wife sent to me. Person is out in Jamaat, is on safar. And the wife sent him a chocolate. Before he eats it, he will smell the wrapper first. I can smell the perfume on it. The muhabbat is different. When he comes in the kuncha also, the muhabbat is different. So when I can feel my Allah is feeding me. My Allah puts a taste in the food. My Allah is giving me sleep. Now that Alhamdulillah will come out from the stomach, will come out from the heart. Ya Allah, you fed me. Ya Allah, you gave me. Everything is from you. My family, my children, my wife, my home, my business, everything from you. My Allah gave it to me. I'm undeserving of it. So I do everything with this consciousness that I can see my Allah. And ulama say, what does it mean to worship Allah as if you can see him? What does it mean? We cannot see Allah. La tudriku al-absar. The eyes cannot perceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, just to digress a bit. Among the anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, there's only one nabi of Allah that asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I want to see you. Musa alayhi salatu was-salam. He asked Allah, Ya Allah, I want to see you. Why was it only him that he only asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I want to see your splendor, your beauty. If everything else in dunya is so beautiful, a person has an eye for cars, the new city is parked in the masjid parking lot, he will go and park next to it. So when he comes out, he'll just have a glance of it. It's a new model came out right now. Or a new model phone, he has eyes for phone. What's the latest? Now he'll go online, he read all the features, the specs of that phone. He has an eye for guns, ammunition. And now how he knows this is a certain caliber, there's a certain caliber. He takes enjoyment in it. He just touched the topic already now and he fires up. He already has the ammo by him. And now he enjoys the conversation. This was a real mulaqat. This is a meeting now. We spoke something we really, really enjoyed. So when a person has this feeling in him, I can see my Allah. What does it mean? What does it mean to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was the only Nabi of Allah who requested Allah, Ya Allah, I want to see your beauty and enjoy looking at you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, La tarani. You can never see me, you cannot perceive me. But why did he ask it? Because he was Kalimullah. He was the one that spoke to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ulama say he spoke to Allah and he heard the voice of Allah. The voice of Allah was so beautiful, was so attractive, was so appealing. Unfortunately, we have to give these examples. A person phones a company every time to place an order. The secretary will pick up and how to say hi and bye. And you think in your mind, I wonder how she looks. But the day he sees her, he's disappointed. She sounds better than she looks. But how the attraction of that voice only. The attraction of the voice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the jamal of Allah, the beauty of Allah. Allah created all the beautiful voices, all the beauties we see around us, our beautiful children, our beautiful wives. Allah created these beauties around us. We can imagine now the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond our comprehension. They say looking at just the door of Jannah, how many years will come out? 40 years of Jannah will come out just looking at the door. Now you might think just looking at a door only, but a person has an eye for woodwork and he goes visiting somewhere and he sees the front door and how it's varnished, how many times you send paper to the door, how many coats you put on it, how you got the shine. Just the supper table is discussing the front door only. Imagine the door of Jannat. And then the beauty of the creator of the door of Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard the voice of Allah. Ya Allah, such a beautiful voice. Ya Allah, I want to see you. Ya Allah, I want to see you, your beauty. Allah said, oh, Musa alayhi salam, you cannot see me. Only in Jannah Allah will give us the power of sight that we can see the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will be the climax and the peak or the pleasure of the people of Jannah. They will sit in the company of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and see the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does it mean to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if we can see Allah? What does it mean? It means that if I could see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now, how would I carry myself out? If I could see my Allah right now and my Allah is looking at me, I'm looking at Him right now. He has full, complete, supreme power over me. Not just over the skies. Right now, the weak powers of the world, they're not superpowers. They claim to be superpowers. But Allah's supremacy belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say we have control over the skies right now. The jets are hovering. We have the drones there. Allah's drone is already out long time ago. Whether it's biometric, whether it's iris, Allah already recognizes us. We're already in the system of Allah under His radar. Allah is already looking at me. If I could see my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now, then it's full control over me. Person mentioned one time to an alim, that Hazrat, when I lose my head, my anger goes, I don't see who is there, I don't care who is there. Whether black, white, mother, father, family, she can call everybody. Tell my wife, call your whole family. When I lose my head, then nobody can stand in front of me. But the same person now, that same day he lost his cool with the wife, and then there was a knock on the door, and he was having a go at her, telling her things that you can't even imagine. When he opened the door with his anger, he sees the two brothers, bodybuilders, just came back from the Navy. MashaAllah, Assalamu alaikum, come inside, have a cup of tea. Wife asked him, where's your anger now? He said, no, I can't talk now. He saw the size. Now the anger disappeared, evaporated. He just saw, then when the anger disappeared, How do we have that consciousness of Allah? Allah has a power over me. So to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if I can see my Allah. My Allah wants to give me so much. Oh insan, just keep taqwa. Keep cool, keep calm. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if we can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the lists of ibadat and worship, commonly we think of this hadith only for salah. To perform salah as if I can see Allah. Hadith says, no, not salah. Ibadat, to worship Allah. What is ibadat? Salah is also ibadat. Dhikr of Allah, I take out time and I make dhikr of Allah as if my Allah is looking at me and I'm seeing my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to make my dhikr? With love and muhabbat, walihana dhikr. Ulama say walihana, like a mad person taking the name of Allah. How I love my Allah. Like how he was Layla and Majnoon. Majnoon was infatuated. He was mad over Layla. And they say Majnoon was Snow White and she was Midnight. But then too he loved her. Then he would go to the house of Layla, his beloved, and he would kiss the walls of the house of Layla. And then his father told him, I'm tired of your love for Layla. Now I'll take you to Baytullah. Take you to Kaabatullah. And you make tawbah there in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Father takes him to Baytullah. Takes him for Hajj. In front of the Kaaba he makes dua. Ya Allah, I make istighfar and tawbah from everything besides the love of Layla. Then too so mad. For a mu'min to become in love with Allah. Ya Allah, I leave everything for you. Ya Allah, for your zikr, for your ibadat. Ya Allah, I enjoy being in your company. I want to be with you. I can feel my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to make the dhikr of Allah, salah, Quran tilawat also. Today my Quran tilawat, I have the Quran on the desk and the cell phone under the desk. One eye is in the Quran, one eye in the cell phone. And then I stop my Quran tilawat, take the cell phone. I'm talking to Allah right now. Imam Shafi rahimullah would say, that if a person read Quran Sharif right now, and then he closed it, and somebody asked him, what were you doing right now? He said, by the qasam of Allah, I was speaking to Allah, this qasam is correct. You're speaking to Allah right now. Direct communication with Allah. There's no time for any other communication whatsoever. The wife gets upset. Then I'm speaking to the wife and I took a phone call. She said, throw that hell phone away. Throw the hell phone away. You've got no time for me. Always in the cell phone, on the cell phone, on the cell phone. No time for me. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I'm speaking to Allah, I'm sitting with my Allah right now. How Allah is enjoying my Quran tilawat. And I'm enjoying myself, talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One letter Allah is giving me minimum 10 reward, 10 sawab, 10 reward. Not only when we think of reward, my dear brothers, we think of credit. Nobody likes credit. You say, we will be friends, don't ask for credit. Let's talk cash. Allah says for your Quran tilawat, for your ibadat, the rewards are cash also. And also credit, you'll get it in Jannat, in Akhirat also. So I'm getting right now, the cash is coming through. The reward is coming through. There's no time for the cell phone. So when I'm reading my Quran also, I'm talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is ibadat. Tijarat, ziraat. When it comes to business also, this is ibadat. When I'm going from the masjid and I'm going to my business, it's also ibadat. A great ibadat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for the businessman. For that businessman, his hands are busy counting money. He's on the till all the time. And the hands are busy. But the heart is busy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's in the business, but he's seeing so many hours left for Asr. This now will be Maghrib. In reality, he's not here, he's in the masjid. And that businessman sitting in his business, in his office, but he's waiting for the namaz time. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said on the day of Qiyamah, he will enjoy the shade of the arsh of Allah. He's making money, but the heart is not here. My heart is my Allah. That is where the heart should be, in the masjid. That's how I connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's honest in his business dealings. He's making money, roaring business, dispatching his ordering, and he's working out the cost price and the selling price. He's doing all of this, but he's got his eye on the watch right now. This is our namaz time, salah time, salah time. In between he's got his durud sharif, istighfar he's making. Some zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's doing honest business. He's doing honest business and we have one person in the path of Allah that is giving his life up for the sake of Allah, mujahid. And he gives his life, he's become shaheed. His family is crying over him. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said on the day of Qiyamah, this businessman, honest businessman, will get the reward of the shaheed. He gave his life up. He was a breadwinner. He lost his life in the path of Allah. And you're still winning your bread. And you're getting the reward of shahadat, of becoming a martyr in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to do business in a condition I can see my Allah right now, my Allah is here. He's watching over me. Where I am looking, where I am thinking, Allah is all aware of it. وَتِجَارَةْ زِرَاعَةْ When it comes to agriculture and fadat, Allah is looking at you. And Imam Ghazali rahimahullah mentioned amongst ibadat is also nikah. It's also nikah. That I conduct myself, my home, my nikah, as if I can see my Allah. As if I can see my Allah. My Allah is there with me and I go home also. How I treat my wife. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Zaki Bakr Sahib Rahimullah would say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat, as if Allah has appointed Himself as the advocate and lawyer to fight the case of the women of the ummah. That treat her nicely. Treat her kindly. When you go home, ensure that you treat my bandi in a way that makes her happy. There's also ibadat. There is also ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When a person goes back home, how he treats his wife and children. Not that outside the home he has akhlaq and he has character. But within the home he becomes a character. Look at his character now. Doesn't know how to speak. Everyone is fearful. That the wife will say, he's coming home, Papa is coming 5 o'clock, now take cover. Get out of his way. You know when he comes home how he is. It's not a home. The home should be and ta'ambud Allah ka'annaka tarahu. My home also as if I can see my Allah. How do I carry myself out? They say to understand that my wife in reality is my Layla. Is my? I spoke about Majnun and Layla. And how he loved his Layla. Allah is my... This wife of mine is my Layla given to me by my Mawla. My Allah gave me my Layla, my wife. Chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For my nikah. To be good with me in my home. How for me to treat her, to take care of her. Yes, Allah has wired her brain differently. Allah has wired my brain differently. The brains of man work differently. The brains of women work differently. For him to understand, is that a flaw in her? Is that a defect in her? Allah has made her like that. A doctor once gave an example, and he mentioned to me, he said, Mawlana, you notice any time when men speak and they talk together, there's only one topic of a discussion at a time. The different boxes in a man's brain. He'll open the box, he'll speak about cars. When he goes into cars, now he speaks how many tickets he got, and how many roadblocks he avoided, how many police chased him, and he didn't pay for all. Once he finished that, he closed the box. Let's take out the next one. Something about the house, some borehole, some inverter, some solar panels. Once that's exhausted, next topic. But he says, see, when the women speak, they open all the boxes one time. Recipes, family, children, in-law, sister-in-law, mother, everything one time, and everything they're consuming. Allah Ta'ala made them like that. They can multitask, they can think, man is just one thing at a time only. Allah Ta'ala made the brain like that. And Allah Ta'ala made them emotional beings. The first thing they will erupt is in emotions. Very briefly, Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would explain that when it comes to married life, for us to understand our masturat, Allah says, treat them kindly because I know how I made them. They are a test for you also. And there will be problems in the house, there will be challenges in the house. How for me to understand the challenges? When it comes to the masturat and the women folk, Allah made their brain such that anything happens, they will erupt first. Emotional outburst, they will erupt. And they will say different things. And the man now, he says, I'm the man in the house. I have the broad shoulders. But when she opens her mouth, and she starts talking, now there's two ladies fighting. Where's the man? The man is the one that came from the gym. He has the biceps. Now take out his chest. She's my wife. I took her into my nikah. And then Moana says also, they don't tell her I took you for a 5-star holiday, that now you must behave the entire year. That holiday is forgotten. She'll tell you, you never bought me pots also. Your mother's pots I'm using. The same curtains from your mother's house. What you did for me? You did nothing for me. Now he says, now my sabr went. Now finally I had to say something. Now think Allah is looking at me. Don't say it. Yeah. The biggest amal in nikah is silence. What a silencer. What a silencer. And my honorable Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib says that have proper and strong shock absorbers. Shock absorbers. You will have a smooth ride. The shocks are not good, you will have a rough. It will be tough after that. Take the shocks a little bit. She will tell you things about your family, about you. Keep quiet, don't say anything. The more you want to speak, she's going to intercept. The more you're going to fire, she's going to intercept. And then you'll have nothing left. And then she'll have everything by her. And when everything cools down, then she'll remind you. They say it's good to have a good memory, but not for the ladies. Sometimes they must have a lapse also. We forgot what the fight was about. Think of Allah. Allah is listening to me right now. Don't say anything. The person who will keep quiet will be saved. He will be saved. The more we will speak, the more ammunition she will have. She will erupt. First is emotion. Second is intelligence. Then the intelligence will kick in. After the emotions simmer down, then she'll begin to think, what I told him. I told him all terrible things. But he didn't tell me anything. Then finally, the Sharia will kick in. There's a tartib for the women folk. Then Sharia, maaf kar jo, I'm sorry. Make maaf. And for the man whose tarbiyat doesn't have this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his reaction will be same to the lady also. He will erupt. Then after that he will think, what I told her. Now he'll go to the mufti sahab, what's the masla? I told her this thing, is it talaq or not? That's why ulama say, when you have Allah in front of you, Allah gave me this woman, Allah made her from my crooked rib, I supplied the crooked material, so I must live with it. Can't make it straight, you'll end up in talaq. So for men, what should be first? First shariat. What is shariat? Treat her kindly. Treat her softly. Be kind to her. Don't say anything. After sharia, then for man comes intelligence. Now think, really what happened? Was it my fault? Was it her fault? And then finally comes emotion. Now my emotions, I need to vent myself. Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered the masjid one time. The Ali was lying down on the sand. Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took his blessed foot and shook him up. Oh Ali, what happened? Why are you sleeping here? Ya Abu Turab. He called him Abu Turab. Oh, the father of sand. He said, Brother Fatima and I had arguments, so I left the house. They had arguments also. But where he came for emotion? The emotional therapy, he came to the house of Allah. For a man, he can go out of the house. He can cool his mind off a little bit. Come to the masjid, two rakat salah, cry to Allah. Take a break, cool off a little bit. Where she's going to go to? So even in nikah also, just keep this in mind. There's also ibadat. And there's actually kitabs written. There are kitabs written of the sabr of the awliya and ulama made upon the tongues of their wives. Now, my dear brothers, imagine the kitab is written, it means there's so much material out there to write about it. That they told the men so many things, and those awliya became awliya because of their wives. They became awliya, friends of Allah, because of the sabr upon their wives. That is why ulama say a person doesn't behave in the court of Allah. Person does not fulfill the command of Allah, the first whoop Allah will use to put him straight, the tongue of his wife. So don't shout at her. Allah is using her right now. And once she uses her tongue, then the man's sukoon is gone. His whole life is upside down. He can be a millionaire, but he's like a pauper right now. No home to go to. I don't want to go back home. I don't know where to cool off right now. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. We have so many problems in society right now, within the homes. How for us to be real men at home right now? To open our chest, keep shariat, intelligence, and emotion. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah.